The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 30th, 1999 in Sridharmayapur in India. The talk was given during a Vyasa Puja celebration of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Leela in the island of Gojamdweep.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in Orissa. But then he, he's born here in Birnagar. I must say, he's born in Birnagar, but he lived in Orissa for some time as a. Then he took government service in Orissa, and he was given the assignment as the first administrator of the Jagannath Puri temple. But then he wanted to find the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to discover the birthplace, where the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was. At that time it wasn't clear where it was, so he was looking to find out. Everything had been flooded by the Ganges for 200 years. So many people were saying that the birthplace was lost in the Ganges. And some were saying that it must be here on this side because this is close to the Chamkazi Samadhi. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was researching and he wanted to be transferred here so he could give his full time for the research of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was transferred here as district magistrate of Nadia. And he had made his house here. He go every morning by horse and buggy from here to office in Krishnanagar. He had a... So that's a... In the night time, he would write his books here, his songs, nearby to here, just about 150 meters that way is Surabhi Kunja. We are in the Gojamdweep. Gojamdweep, there are 9 islands in Navadweep. Who can say the 9 islands? Processes of devotional service. Simanta Deep, Godram Deep, Kola, Madhya Deep, Kola Deep, Ritu Deep, Janu Deep, Ruddham Deep, Ruddha Deep, Anta Deep. Got it? Simanta Deep, Persavanam, Godram Deep, Kirtanam, Madhya Deep, Sava, this is Smaranam. Like this, it goes around all the 9 islands. But Jagannath Temple is in Simantadweep. And we are here in Gojamdweep. I said normally we should go the other, we should come clockwise, so we had to meditate Likewise. But this is also one of the types of to visit Antahadweep, Simantadweep, and Godramdweep, and Rudradweep. That's also a kind of a parikrama. So we are visiting all these four islands today. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was one night, he had a vision from his room here, where he was looking over the over his balcony over the Jalangi River. And he saw a brilliant light, and he understood that was the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. You can see from here the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Now this tree is in the way. 100 years ago, this tree was smaller. So, then he went with Bhakti. He went to find the actual place that he had seen that night. Yeah, 113 we heard at that moment. He was not walking much. But when he was carried over the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, he started jumping up and down in ecstasy. ঠিক নেমে যায়নি সেটা আমরা হাত মানে লাফালাফতে শুরু করেছে স্বাভাবিকভাবে ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর was a householder and doing all this research and also doing the writing. He was also preaching. And also he was chanting all his rounds. Sometimes devotees say, I'm too busy, I have to work, I have to study. I don't have time for my rounds. But he was doing so many things, and he also was chanting his Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. So, what number you're at? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also started the Namhata preaching. They sang this morning this Namhata song. Nadiya godume nittananda mahajan hati achen namhata jivera karan. Nadiya godume nittananda mahajan hati achen namhata jivera karan. Nadiya godume mahajan hati achen namhata jivera karan.
Sattavana jana he sattavana jana sattavana jana sattavana jana he sattavana jana sattavana jana he patiya che naam hat jiver khara
patiya che naam hat jiver khara
prabhur ya gae bhai magiye bhikha prabhur
গায়ে ভাই মাগিয়ে ভিক্ষা
প্রভু গায়ে ভাই মাগিয়ে ভিক্ষা
বল কৃষ্ণ ভজ কৃষ্ণ কর কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা
বল কৃষ্ণ ভজ কৃষ্ণ কর কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা
শিয়া গোদ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন হাতি আছে নাম হস্ত জীবের কারণ
হরিয়া গোদ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন ভাসি আছে নাম হত জীবে রাখাল
অপরাধ শূন্য এলহ কৃষ্ণ নাম কৃষ্ণ পিতা কৃষ্ণ ধন কৃষ্ণ মাতা কৃষ্ণ পিতা কৃষ্ণ ধন
পাদ্র
কৃষ্ণর সংসার কর চারিয়নাচার কৃষ্ণর
সংসার কর চারিয়নাচার
কর চারিয়নাচার
কর চারিয়নাচার
হৃদয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম সর্বধর্ম হৃদয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম সর্বধর্ম সার নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন আতিয়াতে নাম হত জীবের কর গদ্রুমে নিত্যানন্দ মহাজন আতিয়াতে নাম হত জীবের কর
Mahajan Patiyacha Namhata Jivera Karan. At Nadia, this district, Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, is known as Nadia district. Or sometimes Navadip is also known as Nadia. So here, Lord Nityananda set up his shop, set up his distribution network for distributing the holy name. So he's called Mahajan, means a distributor. Or a big businessman, like a big capitalist. So he has, his capital is Krishna Prema, the holy name. And he is distributing the holy name to everyone through his different sales agents, stockists, distributors, and so on. Commission agent, dalals. There are many other employees who are helping in the process, like those who are weighing up the goods in the shop, the go-down bearers. Also in the marketplace there are laundrymen, barbers, many other employees, sweeper. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said he himself took the job as sweeper. Although he is the spiritual master, but he's taken the most humble service. He said his job is to keep the market clean. That the spiritual master, as Jaruga, he is to keep all the kind of upper sampradaya, mayas, sajya, different kinds of contaminations out from the camp of the spiritual process. So in this great Namhada market, headed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu and assisted by all of Lord Chaitanya's associates, Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the humble service of sweeping. He said while sweeping, he'll also get the little news from the papers and things thrown around. He'll get some of the information. Just like in the West, in the airports, those sweepers. They're picking up the Bhagavad Gita's in the garbage can that people threw away and getting liberated. I don't know how you translated that in Bengali. But the Prabhupada guy by Magi Abhika, I'm begging from you this, on the order of Lord Chaitanya, I'm begging from you to please, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shika, you chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and study Krishna's teachings. Koro Krishna, Shika, that is our process to chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna in the temple, in the home, and also to study Krishna's teachings, Gita, Bhagavad, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this basic process is for everyone. Don't require any big degree, don't require any big qualification, don't even have to live in a temple. You can live, you can make your house into a temple. And you can chant Hare Krishna. So if you make your house into a temple, then your household becomes a Krishna-centered household. And the main thing is to always chant the holy name, and we should chant without offenses. Aparad sunna hai loha Krishna naam. Avoid all the offenses. And then usually when people are living in the home, they're very attached to their family members, to their society, to their properties, to their money, to so many material things. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur say Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. You take as your mother and father is Krishna. He's your relative. He's your friend. He's your life and soul. He is the dearest thing for you have. And he is also the most valuable treasure that you possess. Someone may have many things in the house, but there may be one thing which they consider the most valuable treasure. But for the devotees, the most valuable treasure is Krishna consciousness. That we want to keep always. Like if the house is on fire, what do you want to save? So no matter what we keep as our top priority, we have to be Krishna conscious. After that, depending on time, place and circumstance, we are keeping track of all the other things too. Then he said, Krishna Sansar Koro, you make a Krishna conscious household, chari on a char, but you give up all illicit activities, give up all the unwanted activities. You see, many people, they think if I want to be a devotee or something, I have to give up all my material things. They're thinking I have to samsara charo, I have to give up samsara. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not saying to give up the household. But he's saying make your household Krishna conscious. But give up all the unwanted things. Give up all the burdensome materialistic things. Koro Krishna samsara charana char. Jiva Gaya Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar. You keep giving, being merciful to the conditioned souls and chant the holy name. This is the essence of all religious principles. So three principles: make your house Krishna conscious, put Krishna in the center, worship Krishna. In different words it's being said again. Chant the holy name and be merciful to the conditioned souls. Give them Krishna consciousness. Some divided disciples are asking, what is my order to them? But what order to give here? Already the instructions are given what we should do. So we can pray here to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for his blessings. Actually, he's one of the Manjaris of in the spiritual world, and he's come down just to reestablish the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can all pray to Bhakti. There's so much we could go on here talking for hours and hours, actually. I'm just giving a brief overview. When we come here during the Navadvip Parikrama, we talk for about 2 hours. But I want to get us to Jagannath Temple before it gets too hot. So just to come here to get the blessings. His house is here upstairs. It's his same bedroom. Next to it is the bedroom of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is the Bhajan Kutir of Gaurakishore Das Babaji. This is a Tulsi Mandap. Pretty nice Tulsi Mandap. This is Samadhi Temple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When you do the parikrama on the other doorway, you can see his personal deities of Gaur Gadadhar. He worshipped Gaur Gadadhar deities. And then when there's a small temple here, that's a temple to Krishna Das Babaji, who was his personal secretary. She was also a very great devotee. So everybody made a parikrama here. There's so many, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 holy places, Panchatirtham, plus the Bhajan Kuti upstairs. If anyone would like to give, you can. It's always customary to visit some temple, give something, 1 paisa, 50 paisa, 1 rupee, something you give. The poor people, they come and buy 1 paisa coins. For 90 paisa they get 100, and everyone they go offer one. Even you don't see 1 paisa anymore, but in our pranami box you can see. But they know the prince, I should give something, so they're very poor. They go to 90 temples for 1 rupee. Something they give. Anybody has a realization here? How do you feel benefited by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in your Krishna consciousness? Identify yourself.
I'm Rimati Devi Dasi. I'm always amazed how determined Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in his Krishna consciousness, in spite of having family and a job and everything. But he was so determined to spread Krishna consciousness that only due to Bhaktivinoda Thakur we can even come here and Mayapur is existing. And everybody's so fired up.
He wanted to take sannyas and do it, but then his Guru Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji, said, you're already more than a sannyasi, so there's no need of taking sannyas. Your whole life is completely Krishna conscious. One day he was chanting japa here in his house. His wife was helping to arrange for the deity service of all the children. He told the children, look it, when you grow up you can do what you want, but so long as I have to feed you, you have to help me in my Krishna service. That's the deal. I was in Madras one time, and I know sometime in the parents in the West, they get mental about what to do, how much they should enthuse their children to be Krishna conscious, or how much is... But one devotee, I don't know if he's here today, he told me his point of view. He said that, I know that Krishna consciousness is the best thing, so I don't want my children when they grow up to accuse me that you were sentimental and you didn't give us what you knew to be the best thing in life. You didn't give us your Krishna consciousness. What did we know? We are foolish children. So naturally we'll be attracted to the sense gratification. But it was your duty to give us what you knew to be the best, and you neglected to do that. I thought, wow, that's a cutting-edge vision. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was like that. And he gave his children the best he could, Krishna consciousness. One son was Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was able to inspire the preaching to go all around the world. And another of his disciples, his children became also a guru, Lalit Prasad Thakur. I had the opportunity to meet him on several occasions. Prabhupada asked me to fix up his ashram as a service, so I fixed it up. He was living at the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bir Nagar. So, at least two, they were lifelong brahmacharis and preachers, and others, they became householders, but they're also devotional people, for the most part. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur got a dream from Lord Krishna that he should do his bhajan at Jagannath Puri next to the Haridas Thakur bhajan Samadhi Mandir. And then by doing that, Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement would spread all over the world. So even when he was doing his final bhajan, his desire was how to see that everybody all over the world becomes Krishna conscious. So he was completely Goshti Anandi. Although he was in his internal, he would sometimes see, when he'd go on Navadvip Parikrama, for him it wasn't unusual to see Lord Chaitanya chanting with his associates, suddenly to see everybody turn into Lord Chaitanya and his associates turn into Radha and Krishna and the gopis having Ras Leela. For him it wasn't unusual to see Shiva, to see Durga, to see Brahma, or see all the different incarnations. He would go on Navadvip Parikrama and it would not be 4D, it would not be 3D, it would be 4D. He would go on fourth dimensional parikrama. So we pray to him that we may enter some little mini micro parikrama, that we may also be able to get a feeling for the fourth dimension, which actually now the Dham is situated on. Kichu bolbe? Tumi bhakti vinod thakur kashi ki peyecho? Bolo. I'll translate what you say. I ask him, what did you get from Bhaktivinoda Thakur? What did you get? Dari Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur started the Navhata Prachar, preaching. I joined ISKCON. For 10 years I am preaching in Navhata department. Bangla and Assam. I understand Bhaktivinoda Thakur was an ordinary person. He came simply to deliver all of us, and his instructions in his songs, he gives us so many instructions, and I personally like to sing his songs, and I get a lot of instruction from his songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave instruction how to be a Krishna conscious householder. He said one time, he saw how I was worshipping my house, and now I saw now that my whole house has become the spiritual world of Golok Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote such bhajans, giving us spiritual instructions, and if anybody can really understand Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, go deep into the translation and the feelings, and when they sing their songs, definitely they'll be able to go back to Golok Vrindavan at the end of this life. Hare Krishna. So, you had a question?
Sometimes somewhere we go there and have a lot of fish I go around.
why sometimes we see Gaur Gadadhar Devi and sometimes we see Gaur Nithai. That depends on which the deities are. That's what we see. Sometimes you see Radha Krishna because Radha Krishna are there. Sometimes you see Revati and Balaram. The mood is Gaur Nithai is more like a pitching mood. Gaur Nithai is Navadip Leela, especially the pitching mood. Radharani had asked Radharani when Vrindavan Leela, she'd always see Krishna and Balaram standing together, all the cowherd boys in front of all the elders and everything. Because she was in Parakira, she's thinking that these men, they get all the breaks. They get to all the with the Lord Krishna, and I have to just stand here, and I cannot so freely associate in front of everybody. That I hope one time I can also have a male body, then I can very much a friend with Lord Krishna. So to fulfill her desire, in Chaitanya Leela she appeared as Gadadhar Prabhu. And so then in the Harinam Sankirtan movement, Krishna came, of course, at the mood of Radharani. So Radharani came as a friend, as a devotee, to help Lord Krishna in his service when he's in the mood of Radharani. It's very esoteric, actually. I can just say this much, but it's something very, very deep. How all these things can happen is very, very esoteric, very difficult to actually express. Who can understand what the mood is? Some people, but at this time, in this particular leela, in this mood is Gadadhar, it is not a conjugal relationship. Although the love is completely deep and unlimited, but they're not relating with each other as Radha and Krishna because Krishna himself is in the mood of Radha. But from Radharani's point of view, as Gadadhar, she's helping Krishna. So it's very deep actually. So some of the Vaishnavas, they're worshipping Gaur Gadadhar. That's also like, it's more of a appreciation of the very complicated rasas and relationships of spiritual life of Krishna Bhakti. And in that appreciation and that tasting those mellows, they're worshipping. But in this particular mood, we see also that Gadadhar, don't think that Gadadhar here is also preaching. In fact, I wanted to take everybody on this parikrama today, but I was also told only about a dozen people wanted to go, and same thing, Gopal Krishna Maharaj is phoning me up that I have to help him in certain matters. So I want to take the devotees to the place where Gadadhar Prabhu's brother's son, who was Gadadhar's disciple, was kept for preaching there, and how the show that Gadadhar Prabhu during the Sankirtan, he was also going around and he was preaching. So even Radharani herself came as Gadadhar and was also doing Harinam Sankirtan. So everybody is in the Sankirtan mood also in Navadvip. And in this particular pose, you'll see Gadadhar has got his two hands down. That mood means, that pose means accepting, giving out the mercy. Come on. Take the mercy of Gauranga. Gauranga! So, Gadadhar Prabhu in this particular mood is also taking everyone into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service. So Radharani is the most merciful. So Gadadhar Prabhu is also most merciful. He's taking everyone and engaging them in Lord Chaitanya's service. So now we have to go over super late. I'll try to go on all the boats. It's another 15-minute boat ride or so till we get the Jalangi River. This river, Bhaktivinoda Thakur bathed in, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda bathed in. It's a tributary of the Ganges. It is said to be not different from the Saraswati River.